Once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you today. Great to have you in that listening audience. We come to you each and every Sunday at this time by the grace of God. We thank the Lord for 20 years now. We have been bringing these messages to you, and we praise the Lord for this radio station and for all the good messages for you, the listener, and most of all for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the word that he gives us. And we thank the Lord for this day. It's a day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Today we're going to be talking about a crossing over message as we're going into the new year, as we're into the new year, and we're starting over, starting fresh, new year 2026. And so this is a traditional crossing over message. It's a story about Joshua leading the children of Israel into the promised land, into the land of Canaan, to obtain their inheritance. And so this is a message that each one of us can take to heart, each one of us can embrace. And so we're going to look here in Joshua chapter 1, verse 1. Well, once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you today. Great to have you in that listening audience. Before we get into the crossing over message, want to give you a brief update what's going on here in Kenya. As I spoke in the prayer, all of the children are going back to school this week, and so we have about 25 that we actually sponsor that live in the children's home that are going back to school, and then we also sponsor another 40 or so in a preschool down at Bioni, and so we have about 65 or 70 children in Kenya, different schools ranging from pre-primary all the way up to some in vocational school, 17, 18-year-olds in vocational school. And so that's a big burden. If you can help us keep children in school here in Kenya, it would be greatly appreciated. For most of the people in Kenya, this is the biggest burden they face, besides putting food on their table, is to keep their children in school. There's many, many children on the streets of Kenya that have been put out on the streets because their parents can't afford to send them to school. And so they end up being street boys, street girls. And so it's a very sad situation. Pray for the country of Kenya that they would have wisdom and the knowledge and direction to keep their children in school, for the government to step up and provide subsidies and capitation for these parents who have many children. And they all want an opportunity to learn. They all want an opportunity to move up the ladder, move up for a better standard of living. And so pray for the children and the government of Kenya as we embark on a new term. Well, today we're going to be talking about crossing over. And this is one of the most powerful chapters in the Old Testament. And it's a very appropriate one for us as we are crossing over now, the first week of the new year, January 2026. And time marches on. We've gone beyond 2025. And so we can forget about the failures and the successes of that year and march on to the new year. And so this is where the crossing over the children of Israel comes into play, because Joshua is taking the mantle from Moses, and Joshua is taking up the charge, and he's going to be going into the promised land with a nation of, some people say, 2 million people. All the livestock that they came through the desert wilderness with, all of them and all of those people, the children, the adults were under 20 years old. And so a nation has been on the foot now for 40 years. And God is taking them into the promised land, and he's going to give them that the inheritance that he promised to Abram when Abram first came out of the Ur of Chaldees, and he came down into what we now call Canaan, which is actually Israel now, and God showed him the land. He said, look to the north, the south, the east, the west, look to the great sea on the west, and to the Jordan River and beyond on the east. And so that is the land that God promised the children of Israel. And they spent 430 years in Egypt as slaves to the Egyptians. And then God sent a deliverer, a man named Moses. And then they went out to the wilderness. Moses led them in the wilderness. And so now they are ready to cross the Jordan River and go in and claim the inheritance, put their feet on the land. After all these many, many years, God has given them all these promises, and now they're ready to go in and claim the land. And so it says here in verse 1, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel. Verse 3, every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses. And so here's Joshua. He's a younger man. Moses has gone up to Mount Nebo. Joshua didn't see him die. He didn't know where Moses was laid. He didn't know what actually happened to Moses. Moses didn't come back, but the Lord buried him up there on Mount Nebo. And so the mantle has been passed on to Joshua, and it's a big undertaking. It's a big burden on Joshua, and he knows he can't do it. But years and years ago, Joshua, when the children of Israel sent out spies to spy out the promised land, there was 2 spies out of 12 that came back with a good report. There were 2 spies that had the faith in God, the boldness to believe, and the boldness to see that what God had for them was better. What their colleagues said was, we're grasshoppers in the sight of the giants. People who came back with a bad report, the other 10, Caleb and Joshua, said, no, we're not going to believe the bad report. We're going to believe the good report, that this is God's land, that he has given it to us, that he will take care of the giants for us, and that he has fulfilled all of the promises to us up to this point. He parted the Red Sea, and all the miracles of Egypt took place in front of their eyes. And so they know and they believe that God will deliver them and give them the land that he has promised to give them. And so he says again in verse 3, every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses. And he delineates the territory from the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites and the great sea, that's the Mediterranean, toward the going down of the sun shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you, and I will not forsake you. Well, this is a tremendous promise given to the children. What God is saying to them is, every promise that I spoke to you and spoke to Abram, spoke to Isaac, spoke to Jacob and the children of Israel, every single promise has come to pass the way that I said it would come to pass. And so this is a lesson and an encouragement for us, beloved. Whatever God has for you, if you're a born-again believer, whatever God has for you, the promises that he spoke over you, even before you were knit in your mother's womb, those promises will be fulfilled by Almighty God. And he says here that God will not forsake you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. And that is true for every single person listening to me today. We serve a mighty God. We know a mighty God. He sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for us. The promises of God are yes and amen, and the promises of God are specific for your life. He knew you before you were knit in your mother's womb. He knew you, and he still knows you, and the words that he spoke over you, they will come to pass, but you have to believe. God is not going to force himself upon anybody. He's not going to force his promises or fulfill his promises on people who don't believe or people who don't have the faith to grab a hold of those promises. And so as God promised the children of Israel as they were on the far side of the Jordan and ready to go in to the promised land, so it is for you this day. God has a plan for you. God has a purpose for your life. You're not just a random person. Your life is not just random. Beloved, if you want to get random out of your life, you have to start studying God's word. You have to believe that God has a plan for you, and his plan for you is to give you a hope and a future. His plan is to prosper you and not to harm you. And when I say prosper, I don't necessarily mean your bank account's going to fill up the first day you know Jesus. Your car may not be a brand new car sitting there in your driveway the first day you know Jesus. But God will prosper you. He'll prosper you in relationships. He'll prosper you in your peace. He'll prosper you in your joy, in your love and care and compassion for other people. And yes, he may even prosper you in your bank account. But as you get to know the Lord, this prosperity starts to manifest itself in many different ways. And you could be that you're a single person. God may bless you with a mate. God may bring a mate to your side. Or if you're a married person and you're having a difficult marriage, God can prosper you by restoring broken relationships in your marriage, broken attitudes and broken spoken curses in your marriage, and bring peace into your marriage. So there's a lot of different ways that God can prosper you. But I tell you, God wants to bless you. And he says, I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. And when God is with you, even your enemies will be at peace with you. That's what the Bible tells us, that when people fear the Lord, even our enemies will be at peace with us. And so you're sitting just as the children of Israel were. You're sitting here now in the beginning of 2026. You're sitting on the opposite side of the Jordan, and you're ready to move in and take the territory that God has for you. You're ready to move in and take healing. You're ready to move in and receive a wife or receive a husband, receive a mate. There are many ways God wants to fulfill his promises to you. And so those of you listening to me today, take courage, take hope, and take strength. Because God is for you. He is not against you. God is for you. He wants to see you succeed. He wants to see you prosper. He'll tell that here in just a minute, a few verses. And so Joshua is like a football coach here. We used to go into the locker room at the halftime, hopefully with a lead, but not always for sure. And the coach would give us a stirring encouragement, a stirring pep talk, and say, we've got one more half to go. And let's get out there and give it our all. Let's get out there and really do what we know we should be doing, block and tackle and run and pass and all that. So Joshua is just like a coach. He is coaching the children of Israel, telling them the words of God to strengthen them and encourage them so that when they see the giants, when they see all the obstacles in their way, they will have strength to go ahead. They will have the courage to go ahead, and they will not shrink back. So then Joshua begins to exhort them with these words, be strong and of good courage. And he says that phrase about four times here before this chapter finishes, the very same words, be strong, be courageous, be strong, be courageous. What does he mean, be strong? Does he mean go to the weight room and pump iron? Well, for some of us, that would be a great thing, but that's not really what he's talking about. He's talking about believe in the Lord God. Believe in the Lord God for things where you're weak, for issues in your life where you're weak. Believe God can straighten those issues out. Maybe you've got a lot of broken dreams, broken relationships. Maybe you've been struggling with addictions, pornography or alcohol or cigarettes or smoking pot, maybe a lot of different things. And you have nothing to show for the years on this earth. I tell you today, be strong and courageous. God can give you the strength to defeat the enemy in your life. He can give you the strength to go forward with boldness. And beloved, if it works for me, and if it works for somebody else, you know it can work for you. If you want to hear some testimonies, just go into Celebrate Recovery or AA session or even a local church. You'll hear some great testimonies. My testimony is I ended up being here in Africa preaching the gospel, and I've been here for 10 to 15 years, 10 years full time. But by the grace of God, I was never, ever in my life prepared or even expecting to be preaching the gospel over in Africa to all these people. Had many issues in my life regarding addictions and issues in my life regarding broken relationships. And so God has restored much of that, not everything. There's always works in working out your salvation. That is sanctification. There is always sanctification. You can always go closer to God. You can always get more holy, more pure, more righteous in front of the Lord, and that is His desire. But God can take the most broken person. God can take the most decrepit people, people that have nothing to show for their life, and He can turn it around. And that is the testimony of my life. I hope it is the testimony of your life. God can restore to you everything the locust has taken from you. Everything the stripping, the chewing, the gnawing locust has taken from you, and make the devil give it back to you sevenfold. But you have to walk with the Lord. You have to walk hand in hand with the Lord. Can two walk together unless they are in agreement? Well, if you're in agreement with God, He will never leave you or forsake you. And He did not give you a spirit of fear and a spirit of cowardice. He gave you a spirit of strength, of love, and a strong mind, or discipline and a strong mind. And so Joshua goes on to exhort the children here in verse 6. Be strong and of good courage, for to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and courageous, strong and very courageous, he says this time, verse 7. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. There's that word prosper. Some people get their dander up when you start talking about prosperity. Well, you can't preach prosperity. Everybody should suffer, suffer, suffer. No, I don't believe that's God's will. You may suffer. You may. But in the meantime, let's prosper. You may be persecuted and even put to death for the gospel, though I doubt if very many Americans that will happen to them. Most of them prosper. Most of the Christians prosper. They have very nice homes. They have nice cars. They have nice houses. They have nice clothing. You come to Africa and you'll see people who really are suffering for the gospel, but also just suffering because of the works of the devil here in Africa, the corruption, the stealing, the lying, and all the graft in government institutions. The Christians suffer just like all the people in Africa suffer, but even still, the Christians here prosper some, and they have a better life than the people that don't know Jesus as their Lord. They have a better life than people who have no faith in God. And so God is not opposed to us prospering. God is not opposed to us having money. He wants to bless us with the bounty of this earth. He wants to bless us with the fruit of our labor. The Bible even says that you will prosper by the work of your hands. And so if you're working hard and you're living right, God wants to bless you. He wants you to see a benefit. He wants you to see the blessings of the Lord and the blessings of following the Lord in your life. Does that mean you're going to have perfect health? No, you won't have perfect health. Everybody dies eventually, and probably most people get some kind of sickness before they die, not all people. But God wants to prosper you as you walk with Him. He wants to bless the work of your hands. He wants to bless the knowledge that you have, the wisdom that you have, so that you can create things in the image of God. You can create things to bless your family, bless your neighbors, bless your community, bless your state, your nation, and that is God's will. And so God is not holding back from that word prosper. It doesn't scare him at all. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. And then verse 8, the book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. He's talking about the Ten Commandments and all the laws that came down through Moses. But you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous. There's that word again. Then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Beloved, that is God's plan for your life. Maybe you've had all kinds of brokenness in your life. I say God wants to prosper you. He wants you to have good success. Not just success, but good success. Read it. It's in your Bible. And God has the promises. Jesus fulfilled every prophecy that was spoken over him by God. Jesus fulfilled all of the promises that God gave to him and that God promised for him. And Jesus shed his blood on the cross at Calvary, and his blood sets us free. His blood delivers us from all kinds of bondage, all kinds of chains that are holding us in bondage. His blood heals us. His blood cleanses us of all unrighteousness, and his blood washes our sins away. And beloved, that is the plan of God. Everybody has sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, but the Lord God says the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. And so we can know Jesus as our Lord, and all of the problems and all of the issues of life, then you lay on the shoulders of Jesus. You lay on the shoulders of God, he will see it come to pass, the destiny and the calling that he has for you. Faithful is he who called you, and he will see it come to pass. 1 Thessalonians 5:24. Faithful is he who calls you, and he will see it come to pass. You just have to be cooperative with God. Submit yourself to the Lord, and he will exalt you. When you humble yourself before God and you lay down your life before God, he will exalt you. He will raise you up. Your gift will present you before kings. Beloved, I was in Burundi back in about 2014 preaching a crusade. Didn't even look like a real crusade. It wasn't an outdoor crusade. It was more like a military-controlled church meeting. And after I got done preaching, the vice president of the country came over and stood in front of me, shook my hand, and said, I want to see you in my office tomorrow, the vice president of the country of Burundi. I didn't even know he was at that meeting. I didn't know him or anybody else at that meeting except the pastor who set up the crusade. And so the next day we went at 10 a.m. over to the vice president's office. I prayed for him, laid hands on him, prayed for him, prophesied over him. And so, beloved, your gift will present you before kings. God wants to open up doors for you that no man can shut. He gives you the key of David, and that key will open up doors for you that no man can shut, and it will close doors for you that no man can open. And so you're in the hands of God. He will never leave you or forsake you, and he will open the doors for you. Well, here's Joshua again, verse 9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid. Do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Well, praise God. Joshua is a broken record now. This is about the fourth time he has said, be strong and courageous, and don't be dismayed, because God is with you. I'm speaking to somebody specifically today. As we go into 2026, as we turn the page on the chapter of 2025, I'm speaking to you today that God is with you. Take strength, take courage, be strong and courageous, because God is fighting the battles for you. You need to start to pray more. You need to start to read God's word. You need to start to get in a Bible study or go to church and stay in the fellowship every week. Do not get away from the fellowship every week. You be there to be encouraged by your brothers and sisters. And if you do that, you will be strong and of good courage, and you will not be deterred. You will not be dismayed, because God's plan for you will come to pass. Well, I'm going to close here, verse 18, the last verse in this chapter. And God is saying here through Joshua, whoever rebels against your command and does not heed your words in all that you command him shall be put to death. Only be strong and of good courage. And so God is warning the rebels out there, whoever rebels against the word that I give, when I speak to my servant Joshua, just as I spoke to my servant Moses, whoever rebels against those instructions, whoever rebels against the good word that I speak through them, you will surely perish. Only be strong and of good courage. Well, beloved, I hope you take this message to heart as we go into 2026. Any failures that you had 2025, just let them go. Ask the Lord to forgive you. If you have sin in your life, ask the Lord to forgive you. Jesus Christ is faithful to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. His blood is sufficient for everything that you've ever done to cleanse you, to get you back in right standing with God. And Jesus went to the cross for that purpose, for the remission of your sins. And all you have to do is say yes to Jesus. He who believes and says yes, he who confesses Jesus' name, Jesus said, I'll confess you before my Father who is in heaven. Well, beloved, Gather the Outcast is a listener-supported radio ministry. As we start the new year, we ask for your support to keep these radio messages coming, keep the Africa mission moving forward at a fast pace. You can contact us at Gather the Outcast, Box 92, Norton, Kansas, 67654. Gather the Outcast, Box 92, Norton, Kansas, 67654. Go to PayPal, paypal.me/ Gather the Outcast. And you can also check us out on Facebook. See lots of pictures of the mission here in Africa, the children's home, the church, all the things we're doing. Facebook.com/ Jim Rao. Well, we'd love to hear from you. Sit down today. Write us out a check. Let us know you're listening. Include prayer requests if you have them. We'd love to hear from you today. Thank you again for listening. God bless you. Tune in again next week. Have a great week.